Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter CAGCAST30.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. Satisfaction.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 537. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who is probably going to camp out of Toys R Us to get some of that sweet, sweet liquidation merch. Wombat.
Yeah. Gotta get it. Gotta get it now.
Nope, that's not their saying.
I know. Well, I am a Toys R Us kid. Is that
I don't want to grow up would have been appropriate.
I don't want to wait online. That's appropriate.
I don't want to wait outside.
Yeah. I don't want to wait for this love to be over.
I don't want to go outside. Shipwreck.
I would walk 500 miles. Hi, Ship.
I don't want to participate in this line of quotes. Right.
No, we're going to talk about that sad news later. That's the end of that.
Bummer Central.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yet. Yep. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. Both of those things. Sad and interesting. Like my life.
No. Hey, don't bum us out even more. Are we going to talk about school shootings next?
Stop talking about your life, Wombat. You're just bumming everybody out.
It's basically how it works, isn't it?
Well, it's all in the how you talk about it, how you frame it.
That's right. Yeah.
You at least had that high point of letting everybody know that you had Echo Dots everywhere.
That's true. I had that moment of my life. I still have them, so that's got to count for something.
Good. It's still going well for you then.
That is still going well.
You live in a smart
house.
Still
playing the music in the mornings. Yes. It's as smart as my house is going to get.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. A lot of things to talk about. A lot of news. Some things that we forgot to talk about last week. So I think we should get right into the show feedback.
Sure. I posted to show two things that they're fairly lengthy, but I thought they were worth posting. So
I doubt it.
You have to listen to me. This one actually made me laugh. So, Silent Sound Guy has to say, the three-way CAGCAST hosts deal with not knowing something. GPD. When GPD doesn't know something, he can't be bothered to look it up. He's content with not knowing and continues on with his life. Shipwreck. Sometimes Shipwreck will be curious enough to Google something during a show. If he does so, he will tactically wait for a pause in the conversation and insert the tidbit. Wombat. Wombat can't handle not knowing something. If a fact somehow eludes his vast knowledge base, he will forget that Cheapy and Shipwreck exist and go to Google Town immediately. The conversation will continue without him and possibly change to a new topic. As soon as Wombat acquires the information, he will blurt out said tidbit with absolutely no regard for the current state of the CAGCAST. I would say this happens once per three episodes. Love you guys. Been a CAG since 2005 and never miss an episode. Keep up the great work, except for Wombat. Do better, Wombat. I think that's accurate.
I look things up. If it's something I don't, you know, care. I'm not going to look it up. I can't necessarily look it up during the show if we're trying to, you know, do it. It depends.
That's exactly what he said.
Also, for some reason, I bought a very loud mechanical keyboard. So I really only look things up when it's very important.
Click a clack a click a clack a click a clack.
But some things I won't even be bothered to look up afterwards.
You need to get like a silent keyboard for CAGCAST.
I could have, but I'm not going to be switching my keyboard out.
Silent keyboard by Mike and the Mechanics.
This one lights up. So you know about that, right?
Yes,
I do. We're all familiar with how you.
And isn't it like missing a key, or did you?
Oh no, I got a new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was it the Q? Am I that good or
they? you know, I had the RoboCop sign fall on the keyboard once, and then they replaced the keycap. Then something else, then it just broke some other time. And they replaced it, and then they canceled their great high dollar item. Well, then they canceled their key replacement program altogether because the keys, I guess, kept breaking for everybody. And then I threw the keyboard out.
You'd think they'd have this figured out by now.
Well, maybe for the next keyboard that they made.
Keyboards have been around for a little while. They didn't find the key to the keyboards yet.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That comment was lame. That's the best comment we got. Do better, Wombat.
Do you have the comment from last week's show where people were complaining that Cheapy was saying the comments were lame?
Yes. It wasn't me. He was talking about Wombat because he mentioned Wombat specifically because he tried to correct Wombat's use of modicum and moniker, maybe? I forget exactly.
Which we already discussed in a week before.
That's what he wasn't referring to me. Now he can refer to me for next week's show.
Yeah, so Tessayer had to say that he's been listening to the CatCast as long as he could remember being able to get audio RSS on his original PSP. It's stupid that every week I think I should write in and say thanks, but now I'm just getting around to it. On some level, I really relate to all of you, especially as you've turned into parents, now parents of gamers. I'm a few years ahead of you, but still appreciate the insight. I travel a ridiculous amount. I'm a pilot.
So
you guys keep me company when I'm stuck in random hotels, airports, going for walks, and driving between airports and hotels. I swear my uniform looks better if I'm listening to the CatCast when I'm ironing it, because I'll get lost in the show and spend way more time on it than necessary. He goes on for more, and then he says, keep up the great work. So yeah, I thought that was really nice, and we're sharing. So thank you for listening and for flying the friendly skies.
What he should do is just have it playing throughout the whole cabin.
That's what I was going to say.
This is your captain speaking. For the duration of the flight, we are going to listen to 3 CatCasts in a row dating back from 2015. Please enjoy.
Yeah, see, that would be a great flight.
That's funny. So we did learn. We learned that mailmen... Postal carriers, is that the proper term? Mm-hmm. Listen Postal to a lot of podcasts. And I guess it would make sense that pilots do too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Somebody's got to be listening to podcasts, I guess.
Right, right.
Surely you can't be serious.
Yeah.
Pilot joke.
Yep. All right, what else? Oh, I've added this one for you, Wombat.
Yeah.
Because I actually was thinking about this again, and it's funny that it came up.
At Curb Stomped has to say, can you guys talk about how Wombat's lack of empathy, no crying at movies, etc., is a sign that he is a sociopath?
That's not a sign of being a sociopath.
I am a sociopath.
Because I thought about that. And then I remember watching a show, and a sociopath, I believe, is someone who cannot distinguish what's right and what's wrong. And because
I know when something is sad.
Yes. Yes. That's the difference. And I'm sure that there are things that make you sad. It just maybe you haven't seen it in a movie.
Sure. And I just don't cry when I'm sad. I think that's part of it.
Exactly. I want that real man's man.
Yes, exactly. I am so masculine and virile.
A real Long Island that, man.
Should see me chop wood.
I'd like to see that.
Me too.
Yeah, I like when I posted a picture in my backyard of all the branches that fell during the last storm, the big storm. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you should chop that up. That could make some good kindling wood. And I'm like, yep. I could also just go to the supermarket right there and it's like $6. Get a whole big thing of it.
Wait, you're not even going to use the wood that's in there? You're just laying around?
I mean, it's all like weird sizes, and why even fuck with it? Some of it is like moldy and shit. The reason why it fell out of the tree is because fell down from the tree, is that it's some of it has been dead for a while and just sort of fell off. I don't know. Some of it doesn't look that good. Doesn't look like I'd want to put it into my living room.
So... What'd you do with it?
Nothing. It's still sitting there. It's going to sit there until the landscaper starts working again, and then he'll do something with it. The stuff that fell in my front yard fell into like the pet. There's a path in my front yard that people use to get into the park that's next to my house. And even though it's in my front yard, I decided, and like a big branch fell blocking the path. So I was being a good person, and I went out there and I cut it up with my, what do you call those things? Not pliers, but for gardening. Pliers, but for gardening.
Uh-huh.
What do you call those?
Clippers?
Clippers? Yeah, I guess. Clippers, I guess.
Your shears?
Yeah, sure. Or pliers for gardening. That's fine.
Your lawn scissors? Yeah.
So now I have this big pile of cut up branches that I'm not sure what to do with, because I guess I got to put it in a big garbage bag. I feel like they come and take the branches a couple times a season, but I'm just not exactly sure when that is. Anyway, if I don't buy, you know, if everybody's just taking the shit that falls in their backyard, what's the supermarket going to do with all those big things of logs that they have in front of the store? Somebody's got to buy them. You know, someone's got to think of the economy.
Thank you for thinking of the economy.
What's that?
So thank you for thinking of the economy.
You're welcome.
For keeping it going.
Yeah. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Am I the only one who's watched any of Jessica Jones?
No, we've watched the first two episodes.
I think I've watched the first four episodes
of season two.
Yeah, it starts off really strong, and then I'm at a point now where I'm kind of like, they start throwing in B-plots that I don't care about, and I'm like, oh, but I don't care about these B-plots. So, you know, like all Marvel Netflix shows. So I'm on the fence if I'm actually going to finish it or not, which is kind of a bummer.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. We'll see.
Yep.
I'm still...
What else did I watch? Oh, I can't remember the name. Damn it. Never mind. It's a new show, another cooking show on Netflix, because Netflix has been adding a whole bunch of cooking shows.
Right. They're adding every
type of show. Nailed it. It's called Nailed It. Hey, my brain works. And it's regular people have to bake items that look like something really fancy. And the first episode is like wedding cakes. And these people do it, and it's very funny. It's worth watching. It's only a half hour each episode. So you can check that out if you want to laugh at people trying to bake things. It's very loose. It's not a serious show at all.
Great.
Yep.
I'm going to go see that Tomb Raider movie this week.
It's getting bad reviews, though, isn't it?
I'm going to go see that Tomb Raider movie this week.
By yourself?
Yeah, by myself. Who else is going to go with me to see this Tomb Raider movie?
I would go with you, but I'm not nearby. Should I buy my Ready Player One tickets this week for next week?
It's a thing you could do.
I know. I don't think I wonder how that movie's going to do.
It got positive buzz
Again, it's a sci-fi movie directed by Steven Spielberg. That's how you phrase it. That's how you market this movie. It's a sci-fi movie directed by Steven Spielberg. There's an audience for that. That's something I'm interested in. That phrase. You put that phrase on a poster and I'm not gonna dismiss it, regardless of whatever the source material might be.
That doesn't even really do anything for me anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. Different strokes. So that's to say about that.
Sure.
Are they in it? Different strokes? Because that's a pop culture reference.
What you talking about, Wombat? We're not in it. That'd be funny. That'd be awesome.
That would be funny.
Mr. Drummond pops up.
Yeah, they have huge posters for it in Times Square right now. What's interesting is that, you know, it's their movie, big movie posters, and they have the actors standing in front of their avatars, and underneath it has the credits. But it's the first time I've seen credits for a movie, I honestly can't remember when, where it doesn't list the name of any actors in the movie. I mean, I know they're all fairly unknown, but it doesn't even say their names. It's very strange to me. Like, it says Steven Spielberg like four times, but not the name of one actor.
I don't know.
It doesn't even say Iron Giant.
It doesn't even say starring Iron Giant. and Tracer. Nope, it doesn't do
Tracer's
that.
In it?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't watched any of their recent trailers.
I think that she was in the first one.
Oh, maybe I didn't watch that one.
There you go.
It's getting good reviews though, right?
Yeah, it's mixed. Early. Yeah.
The early reviews though, I don't know. But
it got positive press because they did like a surprise premiere of it at South by Southwest.
Yeah, but that's like,
and so you can't really, everybody's gonna stand up and clap in that right. Steven Spielberg's in the audience. Right. And we're going to show you this brand new movie.
It's exciting. You get caught up in it. It's not like you're doing it to pay back a favor. It's just like, wow, like this is like a magical thing. That's
I'm gonna remember this moment for the rest of my life. Right.
Kind
of
like seeing Jane's Addiction in the Staples Center.
I don't remember that.
Well, or at the LA Arena.
Whatever it was.
They've been to several E3 events at this point.
Eminem and Rihanna. Right?
Yes.
That's still one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened to me in my life.
What's that?
We've seen Spielberg at E3 cutting in front of us as
that's
well.
That's right. He took
we
our appointment.
We stood up and applauded, right?
He took our appointment. Like, legitimately, we were supposed to be next.
Who did?
Steven Spielberg to go see Titanfall 1.
Oh.
You weren't there. It was me and Chip. And we were waiting on the line, and they're like, oh, sorry, you got to wait a little bit longer. And then Steven Spielberg.
Mr. Boomblocks is coming through.
Yeah, he went in, and he was in there so long that they canceled our appointment on us.
Nice. Yeah. If I had a dollar for every time that we got bumped from an appointment or, you know.
You'd have like,
it's fine.
Like $12?
Yeah, I have about 12. I have probably like $8. That'd be fine.
How many more copies of Titanfall did Steven Spielberg sell?
So many more. Compared it's to fine. Us. I'm just happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see people. Yeah, it's funny.
I remember being annoyed at the time. Who does he think he is?
Right. He's not on a gaming podcast. Who cares what he thinks?
Exactly. It's not like they were doing commercials. Best game I ever played, Steven Spielberg. Right. I didn't do that.
What was the game he made again?
Boom Blocks.
Boom Blocks?
Yeah, for the Wii. Yeah.
It was
where
a game.
You threw blocks at other blocks.
Mm. It's good.
From the imagination of Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
Blocks.
He never made another game again.
All right. Let's move on to some CAG shopping news, some sad news that apparently Toys R Us is indeed going to close all of its stores. Which is going to affect up to 33,000 people.
Oof.
And yeah, they've been in business for 60 years, and yeah, it's pretty.
It's rough. It's depressing.
It is.
And it's going to impact toy companies apparently, because I remember.
Totally.
I mean, I remember reading an article just a couple months ago when they first announced that they're declaring bankruptcy, restructuring. They were saying that the toy companies rely on Toys R Us so much that they would almost have to support the store financially, because that's how important it is to have that store available to them. But I guess that wasn't true, because it seems like they're...
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a big hit on them, though.
I mean,
there's only so much shelf space in Target and Walmart.
Yep.
That's part of it. That, you know, there's Target and
especially
Walmart.
Target, like Walmart's going to be the de facto. Like, they're going to pick up as much of this Toys R Us as possible.
See, yeah, it's funny because I think it would be the other way around. At least in our area, I think it's going to be more Target than Walmart.
Well, Target doesn't have as much like square footage for toys though as Walmart does.
Oh, on mine, it's like a third of the store.
Oh, it does say it's
one third if it is toys.
It says a group of toy makers led by the company.
What are the other two thirds of your Target? I'm confused.
It's one third toys, one third clothes, one third groceries.
Okay, so no electronics.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's like a corner of electronics.
No pharmaceuticals.
There is a pharmacy. You're right.
No home goods.
The pharmacy is like its own separate thing, because it's not like in the square footage of the store. You have to like go to a separate area. So I don't count that. And no, I don't think there's a Photos.
No home goods. No.
Oh, home goods?
No towels.
That's with like the grocery bedding. Section.
What? No, it's not. Kitchen, Wombat's living in a fantasy gear. Target.
Fine.
No.
Think
no,
of it like here. You know what? Think of it like a giant. Seasonal. Think of it like a giant letter E. And then there's the one line that would have the home goods, which isn't that big. So it's not as long as the three lines of the E. And the three lines of the E, one of them is like toys and crafts. That's one big line. Then there's another big line that's clothes. And then there's another big line that's groceries.
What kind of
Does that
target
make sense?
Is this? E target.
This is the... Yeah, this is the weirdest target I've ever heard of.
Well, the in-between is where you would walk, essentially.
E-target.
But that's kind of E-target. Trying to make it make sense. But yeah, no, it's a good chunk of mine is toys.
E-target.
E-target. Probably not as much as
the targets around here have a like reasonably sized toy section.
Yes.
It's size...
Yes.
In comparison to everything else, it's like, okay, this is the toy section. It's got the same size... as what the baby section is, where you buy your baby diapers.
They actually cut down food. The baby section in our Target to add more toys.
Anyway, we're talking about Toys R Us. So
yes.
Indeed, yes, there are a group of toy makers that are looking to buy as much of Toys R Us as they can. So that includes the entire Canadian part and as up to 400 U.S. stores.
So who do you a conglomerate of toy companies?
It says the company, the giant behind brands such as LOL, Surprise, Little Tykes, and Bratz.
Moose.
MGA Moose. Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Moose? Why are you yelling Moose?
Moose. Moose is another toy company that makes they make Shopkins. I was confusing LOL with and they also make the Nom Noms.
Okay. I thought you were being attacked by a wild animal for a second.
No, Moose is a big toy company.
Or you were reading Archie Comics while I was doing the show. One or the other.
It's a big toy company. I thought you meant Moose, not MGA. I'm sorry that I got it wrong and offended you so greatly.
I'm not offended. Oh, and the company also owes a lot of money to toy makers. Like they owe Mattel $136 million and Hasbro $59 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So
I assume that's for buying stock inventory. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they just I'm sure they just owe the money for. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sad news. I guess we're gonna have a chance to get in on some of this sadness.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it depends on what the timeline is for closure. If they do it anything like the Babies R Us that they're closing by me, they started with a 30% off, and then it took a while to get to 40, and then I think last week they went down to 50.
Well, they'll just go with the liquidation company that does all of these.
Yeah,
I mean it's not going to be great deals because they take forever to go through the various cycles, and people come in and buy stuff.
Right.
When it's 30% off. Right.
Suckers. Everybody stay home. If we all get together and promise to wait for the 50% off, it's probably going to be hard.
Get some cheap Legos, I guess.
No, those will be gone at 30%.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to go when they're 30% off and get some discount Legos, I guess. Still cheaper than full price? I don't know.
Oh, well. It's sad.
Yep.
It is. It's very sad. My son will not remember Toys R Us.
No.
Mine will probably keep asking to go for months after they close. What about Toys R Us? It doesn't exist.
They're
anymore.
Dead.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We can go to Target. Yeah.
Don't mention that name.
My Walmart has a very small toy section. I wonder if they'll expand it when Toys R Us closes. I could see that being a possibility.
The Walmart toy section is a little depressing, quite frankly.
Yeah.
You guys have different Walmarts than we do, though.
Yes, very different. That's what I was trying to explain before. Our Targets and Walmarts are very different than yours. But
Our Walmarts go on for miles.
There's small cities.
I was going to say, I don't even know how many Walmarts there are on Long Island. I know there's one by me. I honestly don't know where another one is. I'm sure there is another one. I just don't know where.
There's one in Westbury.
Is there?
Yeah, okay. right by the Best Buy in Westbury, right next door.
I take your word for it.
You can walk to it from the other one.
I've never been there.
Yep. One time I walked to the Target, and when I walked back, there was a giant tractor trailer blocking my car in that was unloading. And the guy driving the truck was so enormous that you could see the whole truck move when he got in and out of the car, the truck. And it was, you know, a tractor trailer. Anyway, he obviously...
Did you say, excuse me, sir, do you mind rolling out?
No, I didn't say anything. I just sat in my car and shut the fuck up and just waited for him to move. And he did. And everything worked out fine.
33,000 jobs is insane that they're like...
I know. It's
that's rough. So many people. And that's just Toys R Us. That's not even the fallout from all the toy companies that people are going to lose their jobs.
True.
Yikes.
Like the True Heroes, an Imaginarium, an Animal Planet.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the Toys R Us owned.
Yeah.
I'm sure those are all in China, those jobs.
There's still going to be offices in the United States where people are designing things and marketing and all that stuff.
Sure. It sucks. Big time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about something that's puts us in a good mood. And what could put us in a better mood than HelloFresh? I
like HelloFresh.
Shipwreck and I were just talking because we both had the chili tonight.
Wow. I opted not to get the chili tonight. How was
it? Big mistake. You always get the chili.
We thought about it. What did we get instead? We got the Caprese steak. Do you have that?
We didn't get that this week, but
see, that was super good because it was tomatoes and mozzarella and steak.
Those are good. That's a good combination. I do like that combination. Why didn't I get that?
It was pretty hard to say no to, and it was amazing.
All right, I forgot to choose this week. That's why.
Ah,
I didn't forget to choose. We had a power outage the night that you had to choose, the last night, and then it was too late.
You need to do what my wife and I do, and we sit down and we spend 45 minutes going over every week that's available, and we try to choose our menus at least a month in advance.
Right. Okay. Well, for those of you who do not know, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And it's super convenient. You can choose your delivery day for whatever works best for you, and that's the day that your insulated box, refrigerated box, is going to show up on your door with the week's meals. And they offer a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly, and they're all delicious, of course. They make it so easy to cook a delicious, balanced dinner for less than $10 a meal, and you won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take around 30 minutes. And you can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictures, step-by-step instruction cards. In fact, if you lose the cards, like I seem to do this week, you can go on the website and just print them out, which is really convenient.
What we do at my house is we have a cutting board right by the sink. And every morning when I wake up and I make the kids' lunches, I also pull the recipe card out for what we should be having for dinner that night. And I put it out there. So when we get home, it's waiting. And we're like, oh, we need to get this ready.
Yes. I usually put those out too. But Mrs. Chibi is away this week. Things were a little hectic. So things got away from me. But...
I understand. Did you make the tortellini? Did you get that one this week?
No, we did the chili and we did shipwreck. What you told me. Didn't we do both the same this week? What was...
Oh, I have no idea. I just had the chili tonight. And I like that one because it's chili? It's really quick to make.
Yeah. Oh, we had the... And it only uses one pan. That's the other thing I like about HelloFresh is they plan it out so that the cleanup is easy too. Right, they don't make you pull out a million things. You can, and this one especially, it was just one pan. We did the balsamic onion burgers with the crispy cauliflower, which
I've had that before.
It was so good. And I did the cauliflower in the air fryer.
Oh, interesting!
And it was unbelievable. In fact, we ate all the cauliflower, even Thai.
I recommend the Swedish meatloaves. Ooh. We had those on Monday.
Yeah.
I really like that with roasted carrots and mashed potatoes. Really hard thing to beat. And last night we had the tortellini with the pancetta and peas and roasted zucchini.
That's the other rule. If it has pancetta in it, you should always pick that one.
Always get the thing with pancetta, yeah.
I have that a few so rules true. Like that. Anyway, HelloFresh wants you to know that you can get $30 off your first week if you visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CADCAST30. We think you really love it because we all love it. We all subscribe ourselves and have been doing so for a long time. So go to HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CADCAST30. Thank you, HelloFresh. All right. How about some, I could honestly talk about HelloFresh for about 45 minutes if I
know, let's move on. No.
I want to, okay. New releases.
Let me tell you about the thing I made yesterday.
I could do a HelloFresh themed podcast. Hint, hint, HelloFresh. Call me. All right, new releases.
Yes.
Yes.
Burnout Paradise.
Have we all been playing Burnout Paradise Remastered?
Nope.
I did play some of that demo on the Xbox One with the EA Access.
And?
It's Burnout Paradise.
It's not blowing you away with its enhancementness?
It's fine. Oh. I'm not a fan of the map checkpoint system. It's one of those driving games where you spend more time looking at the bottom corner than looking at the road in front of you.
Correct. I remember that. I played the shit out of that game. I don't need to play
it
anymore.
Yeah, me too. And it's funny because it's not that I hate, you know, it's not that I hate it. I prefer the, you know, the four, you get spoiled by the Forza Horizon style where the line is in the road.
Sure. Modern innovation.
Yeah. And I want the line in the road. If I start an event, put the line in the road.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of that is because there's different paths you can take.
Which I get. Yeah. But you know,
it's part of the game. I mean, that's part of what makes it challenging. And it's, you know, it's part of.
That's the only way you lose a race usually is you went, oh crap, I totally went the wrong way.
Missed a turn. Yeah. But that's, you know, that is part of the game. And that's what sort of made the races really exciting. But I mean, I've played the shit out of this game. I rebought this on PC ages ago when they put out a bundle like with all the DLC.
Yeah, well, this has all the DLC too, and right. you can immediately go and play with the legendary cars, so you can play with the DeLorean.
Yeah, I think they did that. Didn't they do that already with the PC version that I rebought somewhere?
I wouldn't know.
Probably.
I believe you.
I've been playing some of it. I was checking out the DLC, whatever it was, Big Splash Island, something.
Yep.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Because I never played that back when this game was new.
Sure.
It seems like a lot of the same stuff that was in the main game. It was hard to differentiate between the two.
Right. It's not. I mean, the best thing is the DeLorean. Mm-hmm. The fake DeLorean. It's not even a real DeLorean.
No, it's not. They can't. They don't use real cars.
It's still really good, though. Okay.
What are they charging for that?
$30?
$40?
Yeah.
$40.
Right. Sure.
What $32 else? $32 at Best Buy.
Ooh, excuse me.
What else? New releases?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Okay. Bingo for Nintendo Switch is the name of that game.
I gotta
apparently.
See it. Oops, I gotta look at it. I must. You say I never type anything, but I will cut and paste.
It's really hard to look it up, though.
No, it's not. Okay, it might be. Here's a whole.
Because most of the things you're going to find when you look it up are like bingo cards for E3.
No, I got a video. I got a video right here. Right off the bat, it's bingo. Yep, it's bingo. What are they charging for this? I got to know.
$40.
Wow, well, the music is kind of not good.
It's good?
Nah, no, it's fine. All right, that's great. What else?
Kirby Star Allies.
What is that?
That's the new Kirby game.
Oh.
You can play as some of the enemies, King Dedede and Waddle Dee and other
Tweedledee.
Kirby characters.
Is it supposed to be good?
The early things that I saw about it were like, I think there was a demo out for it.
Wombat, guess the review score without looking.
I'm going to say it's an 81.
No.
I'm going to guess 76.
74.
Okay.
Yep, within 2 points of 75 is a very good guess.
I went a little higher. Very I'm sorry. Safe.
Yeah, you were too risky. You were.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Looks cute. I mean, those always kind of skew younger and easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Than other platforms.
Remember that game where Kirby just went down a hill? That was the whole game. I don't know just that Kirby.
One. I only Kirby, like Kirby
what was
golf.
That game where Kirby was he would stand on a star and he would basically just go down a hill. And that was
you're talking about the Kirby Star Riders game, or
is that what it was? That what it was called? I don't remember. I had that game. I got a disc only. I think I got a disc only for $1. That's all I remember about that game.
Kirby Air Ride?
Is that what it was called
for the GameCube?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds that bad. Game was dumb. That was a dumb game. It was just Kirby go like you didn't even really control him. You just kind of like. Once he started to go, it was just kind of it. Because it was weird. Anyway, let's talk about other new releases.
They should make another Kirby Golf game. That we can all agree on.
Sure. How about Tesla versus Lovecraft?
I know it's a twin stick shooter.
Is it really? I thought it would be like a Plants versus Zombies ripoff, but with steampunk versus demons, which... sounds like a really fun game, but then you just said it's a twin stick shooter, and now I'm no longer interested.
It's an intense twin stick shooter.
Yeah, now you lost.
Does it feature anime girls that aren't wearing that many clothes at some point?
I don't think so.
I feel like it might.
Maybe?
I don't know anything about it. And I'm not going to look it up just because.
Now, do you play as Tesla or Lovecraft or both?
I think you can play as either.
Oh.
I don't know a whole lot about it. I know it's been out for PC for a little while.
You dropped the ball on this one.
Listen, it's not my job.
I thought you're one who does the research.
I am. That's why I told you. I told you everything I know about this game.
All right, let's move on. That's it for new releases, I think, yeah?
I think so.
I think so. Switch got some more indie games. You like... enjoying your Switch, everybody?
My Switch. Oh, I don't, yeah. It's not getting used that much in this.
Gretchen's using it a lot because she's been playing Stardew Valley on it.
How is that? I know people seem to get hooked on it. Is she hooked on it?
It's very much Harvest Moon. So she's enjoying it.
Excellent.
If you're not into Harvest Moon, I don't really think it's going to... it's not going to make you
right.
want to pick up your Switch and play it.
Right.
But if you like Harvest Moon, it's a really good like rendition of it.
I remember reading about it in the book. What's that book called again?
That book?
Jason.
Blood, Sweat, and Pixels?
Yep. Blood, Sweat, and Pixels. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. We missed this story last week somehow, even though it was on our outline. The font was too small, I think was the problem. But Fortnite is going to have mobile, not only a mobile version, which is the full version of Battle Royale, but also they will also have crossplay. So that so people on mobile can play against people on PS4 and PC.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of glad that I've been playing it on the PS4 because I don't know if I mentioned this last week or if I want, because I think I wanted to, is that my daughter has started to play Fortnite Battle Royale. And she's not bad.
Sure.
She, you know,
she's probably going to be better than you like after a short period
totally.
Of time.
And she's really excited for it to come out on the iPad. And the hope, I think, is that she'll get it on the iPad and we'll be able to play.
Squad up.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Wombat Squad.
Right. That's it.
How does that game control on mobile devices?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm just going to assume it's fantastic.
She thinks it's going to be easier for her because she's used to the iPad.
It could very well be. Like, if you watch kids play Minecraft on an iPad.
Oh, it's like watching a doctor perform surgery. So yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, my son can build an entire village in Minecraft in like 20 minutes. And if you asked me to build like a fireplace, I couldn't do that. So yeah, what can you do?
Well, best of luck to Fortnite.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need any luck.
Figured it out.
It's going to
make a fucking fortune. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it'll be great. Yep.
Because all these kids who are super into Fortnite, not to say it's only kids who are into it, but, you know, Ty, I'm sure, you know, I'd say like fifth graders and up are pretty super into it. And now.
I would say at least fourth graders.
At least, because. But I'm saying. My daughter wanted to play because
all the kids at school were playing.
But fifth graders, like I bet you at fifth grade, some kids are starting to get access to their own phones and own mobile devices. So it's kind of a big deal.
Yep, it's cool.
Let's move on here.
Yeah, I forgot to add something. I'll add it now because I've been playing a game.
Okay.
I've been playing the Darwin Project.
Okay, what's that?
It's also a battle royale style game. Mm-hmm. It's not finding weapons. You have a bow and arrow, and you have a like an axe, and those are your two basic weapons. You do have to find more arrows. You only have a limited number of arrows. You could also craft arrows. It's really more about crafting things. Like as you're playing, it gets colder. So you have to build, like you could build a fire so you can warm up and then keep moving. You can craft a coat so you stay warmer. And the other hook is that you could also play as like the, you know, basically the dungeon master of the game. And you could be the one who you're, you know, you looking above and you're deciding like, okay, well, this is the section where everyone's going to need to go. This is the section I'm going to close off. This is, okay, I'm going to make this person cold. I'm going to drop some weapons over here where no one is. You can be that also. So it's kind of it's an interesting concept. It's still in early access or mm-hmm. whatever they call it on the Xbox.
Game preview.
So it definitely has, it's not perfect. It definitely, like, it could take a long time to get into a match. And it has timed out a couple of times. But the couple of games I've played so far, you know, it's very much a battle royale type game. It is only 20 players. It's not 100, but it's pretty good.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here, Wombat? Excuse me. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
I don't know. What do you got? Too much chili, I think is what we got.
I got some chili on my keyboard.
Is what I got. No. Twitch is giving Prime subscribers free PC.
Who?
Twitch is giving Prime. What part of that did you miss?
I don't know. You have to use your lips to form the words.
Gotcha. Twitch is giving Prime subscribers
Mushmouth
free PC games every month.
Oba KB at Fab Albert.
Twitch is giving Prime subscribers free PC games every month.
Yeah, similar to, I guess, what Xbox and PlayStation do with their live subscriptions. You know, I bet you didn't know this, Wombat, but Twitch has their own PC store. They have their own app that you can get.
Isn't that called Amazon?
No, they have an app, on a desktop app on PC that you can launch that is a combination chat app and online store. So, which has its own DRM.
Powered by Amazon?
I don't know. I mean, it's like Steam, but it's Twitch. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you buy games from it, and then that's the DRM.
Doesn't Amazon own Twitch now?
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Okay.
So in March, so this month,
mm-hmm.
we're getting Super Hot, Shadow Tactics, Tales from Candlekeep, Oxenfree, and Mr. Shifty.
Super Hot's so awesome. It's the only game I
played. Mr. Shifty's supposed to be really good, too.
I played Super Hot for the first time today.
Oh, really? How'd you like it?
Yeah. So far, so I played the first two levels.
Okay, that's amazing.
But I was playing it and going, this is really cool, and I wish I could play more, but I have to do a podcast. So I stopped.
Good, good.
But, you know, it's free on the Xbox now.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yep. Thanks, Free, on the Xbox.
So wait, there was a question here regarding this. At Darwin Loves Devo says, in regards to the Twitch Prime free games for Twitch Prime members, does this change anything for PC gamers in a world filled with Humble Bundles? I mean, is this going to get more people to buy games on Twitch's desktop app? I'm assuming this is still a thing. I haven't launched it in a long time. Let's see. I don't think so. I think people will take some take free games gladly, but I don't think that this is going to move the needle for the Twitch store. But could get some more, sell some more Prime subscriptions, I guess, if there's still people around who don't have Amazon Prime. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, that's it for the news. I've been playing a multi-platform game that I will tell you about now called Rainbow Six Siege. I finally bit the bullet. Get it? Because there's bullets in the game.
Do you bite bullets in this game?
You don't bite them, but you sometimes take them in the mouth and they go out the back of your head.
Really? That's what you got, huh?
I mean, I've been shot in the face many times, and I've shot people in the face many times.
Uh-huh. Is it fun?
I'm having a fun time with the game. It's not for you, Wombat. I would say, see, here's the problem.
Okay, tell me the problem.
There's a few problems.
Because every time I see it, I'm like, this game looks cool.
Right.
But I don't think it's for me.
Because there's parts of it that could be for you.
All right.
So let me explain. So there's a couple different, the main mode, you know the main mode. It's the multiplayer 5-on-5, squad-based gameplay, team-based gameplay.
That's similar. The main mode? There's not like a single player?
No, that's clearly the main mode of the game right there, is the squad.
And isn't it similar in a way to the Ghost Recon multiplayer?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You choose a specific character type
mm-hmm.
that has a specific loadout mm-hmm. and has specific skills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small squads
mm-hmm.
and it's not twitchy.
It's slow. Yeah. You're usually, you know, there's an attack and a defense side.
So why would I need this game if I already have Ghost Recon?
You may not.
You may not.
So that's the main mode of the game. And it's a lot of fun. It's hard at first. The learning curve is really steep because all the characters have different abilities, like you just said, and it's really up to you to figure out how it works. I mean, you can watch YouTube videos.
They're called operators, I believe.
They are.
Because they're always selling new operators.
There is. We'll talk about that in a minute.
I prefer mine to be smooth.
You can watch videos on YouTube, of course, but you know, you really have to play with it to learn anything. But that's the main mode right there. They did just come out with a like a co-op mode with like monsters and stuff, which I haven't checked out yet. It's supposed to be pretty cool. But there is some single player modes that I guess are there to teach you the game, but also to give you a little bit of single player action, or, you know, you and your friends can go against the computer.
Well, that's Terrorist Hunt, right?
Yeah, they have Terrorist Hunt and they have Lone Wolf. And that's
been around forever in Rainbow Six games.
And they have something called Situations, which is sort of like leading you through the situations that you're going to encounter in the multiplayer. The problem with the Terrorist Hunt, Wombat, is that in the other games, you could set up the Terrorist Hunt any way you wanted. You want to do it on the airplane with 20 bad guys, and they're really stupid. You can do that. In this, you can't, because you're earning... experience, which you can use to unlock operators and trinkets. So they don't want you to be able to just choose what you want to do. So even the maps are random. You can't even choose the map in a single player Terrorist Hunt. So I think that's a deal breaker for you.
Even the maps are random is also my favorite air supply site.
Anyway,
I know you like that one. Don't pretend.
It was all right.
That was pretty good.
I wouldn't go that far. Shipwreck, would you go that far to say it was pretty good?
I will confess that I do not have a great air supply knowledge to even understand how good or not good that was.
My math teacher in junior high used to play air supply for some reason during class. And so I'm very familiar with air supply.
Anyway, we're talking Rainbow Six.
Yeah, it's still fun. I think the loot box system is pretty obnoxious. They do it. I've never seen it done this way before, and I'm not saying there's probably other games that do it this way, and I just don't know. But the way this one works is you have a base chance of earning a loot pack. And I believe that base chance is 2%. Okay? So if you win a match, then you get to spin that loot box wheel and your chance of winning is 2%. If you don't win, then that percentage increases. And it keeps increasing until you win. And you only, of course, get to roll that dice there if you win the match. So it's kind of frustrating compared with, like, let's say Overwatch, where it's just you're earning experience, and when you level up, you get a loot box automatically. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. And what I thought was super obnoxious was that they sell these season passes, right? So, like, the year three season passes out, it unlocks operators, and it gives you a boost to this, to earning these loot boxes. And the boost they give you is 0.3%.
Fun.
So it's just like, how cheap could you get? I mean, you couldn't have made it. Just give me a free
1%.
Well, I mean, it sounds horrible. Like, what marketing guy, when he's making the graphic, and there is a graphic and it shows it 0.3%, looked at that and said, yeah, that's going to look really enticing to consumers. That, when have they ever seen a percentage number that low on a piece of marketing? Except, I guess, like a mortgage brochure. Maybe you'd like to see something like that. But
I would like to see a 0.3%.
Yes, you would love to see that.
I would very much. I would refinance for that. Yes,
everybody would. You understand what I'm saying, though. It doesn't, you don't look, no, who looks at that and goes, oh boy, 0.3%. Like, so, I mean, like, compare it with, I know it's a little different, but like Forza, they gave you this essentially a freebie every time you earned one. So every time you got a wheel spin, you earned a wheel spin if you had the VIP back. Anyway, it seems like laughably chintzy, but hey, I'm CheapyD and I'm allowed to.
So did you get the $300 version of the game or whatever it is?
I bought the $60 version of the game, but I used 100 UB points to get to a 20% off coupon that I used on the Uplay store. So I only paid $47.99.
Excellent.
I basically bought the game so I could play with Jon Snow.
Yes.
At his lunch break, because he works for Ubisoft. And I figured I don't really talk to him now, so it was worth me paying the $48 to get the game and a conduit, direct conduit to Jon Snow. So, yeah.
I've still been playing the Wildlands of Ghost Recon.
I noticed that.
I'm getting close to the end.
So you'll do it. I did. If I could do it, you could do it.
That's no, I'm definitely gonna do it.
I mean, like, time-wise, it's about time. I get it. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If I can pull it off, you can pull it off. I'm still playing the South Park game. I'm like 11 hours in.
Great. Okay.
You spent like 115 hours or something in Ghost Recon, Wombat.
Oh, I spent a bajillion hours. I spent all the hours in Ghost Recon. What can I say? I really
I'm not quite
it.
Sure how you did that, but like, when I checked, I was like at 66 hours, and I'm nearly 100%. Like,
I did other things. I did play a little bit of the other stuff, the online, the multiplayer, and I also have done some of the DLC. So there's that too. It's all, you got to take it all into
just
account.
Nearly double the time was pretty amazing. Like 115 hours is a lot.
That's like a heavy Skyrim playthrough, like a big time Skyrim playthrough.
What can I say? I played a lot of that game. I also redid a lot of stuff with you and Cheapy.
Not that much.
We played
maybe
like 3
hours.
Or 4 times.
Well, that's nothing.
I guess.
That's like 0.3%.
Actually, I think it's more. Never mind.
I mean, I'm thinking now, like, you put so much time into Ghost Recon, like, the combat's not that different in Rainbow Six.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the multiplayer, like, you're basically sneaking around and you're like basically shooting people through holes in the wall.
I understand that, but I also have Far Cry 5 that I already bought.
Yeah,
and it's going to be out in a week and a half. And next week I have Sea of Thieves, which I have Game Pass, so that's going to be free. So I don't need Rainbow Six. And I just started playing Super Hot today.
Shit.
I'm fine.
It's hard out there for a gamer.
It is. It's tough times. Tough times. I already warned my employer that the day after Far Cry 5 comes out, I may get sick. So.
Cool. All right. Let's move on to... To what? Let's read this one Nintendo question here, even though I haven't really read it yet. At Digo64 says, Shipwreck expressed concern with the Switch's Joy-Con engineering decisions at launch. Now that it's been a year and he seemingly put it through his paces more so than anyone else on the KaiCast, how is his Switch holding up?
It's the Switch is fine. I don't take the Joy-Cons. Like, I've never, other than like one time just to see how they come on and off. I've never taken them off the screen. So there's not a big concern there with like snapping them off and on much for me.
Do you have like a second set for when you want to play it on your television, or you just never play it on your television?
I have the Pro Controller.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Gotcha. I don't have one of those.
Yeah, no. I mean, the Pro Controller, it's like an actual controller. That's how I want to like play it if I'm sitting in on the couch.
Yeah, the snapping it into the little dock controller thing isn't bad. It's not a bad
dock
experience.
Controller thing is still in the wrapper in the Switch box.
That's funny. I will say that, you know, I will go on record in saying that I don't mind that at all.
It's not ideal to me. My Switch does have some bowing to it. Where it does get warm and it's pliable, so it's got that going for it.
Right, that's good. That way it doesn't snap in half if like when it's
right,
in your pocket.
Right. I mean, it's fine. It's gotta have
a little give.
Right, it's nothing too terrible.
That way, if you drop it,
I still think
it
there's plenty of room for them to improve on this, and they will.
Yep,
they're gonna make a better version of this thing.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Microsoft. I have not actually read anything about this, but I see the headline says Microsoft changing up E3 plans, and then Boss J Bug writes in and asks for our thoughts on Xbox moving from the convention center to the MS Theater. Is that that little theater in LA Live?
The old Nokia Theater.
Is that where Nintendo had the 3DS reveal?
It's where Nintendo had their press conferences and Nintendo World and or whatever World Championships a few years ago.
So my thoughts on Xbox moving from the convention center. Well, they weren't in the convention center. They were in the whole show to the MS Theater.
Yeah. What? So let me explain what's going on, Cheapy. So they're not only are they moving their E3 press briefing from the Galen Center, which is USC's like basketball arena.
It's big.
Where they've had it for quite some time. They're moving the press briefing to the Microsoft Theater that's right there, right beside the convention center, really. Like, the Staples Center is in between the convention center and this theater.
Oh, I just got an email. Steven Spielberg just got our seats at the Microsoft Theater.
So not only are they doing that, but they're also doing like kind of an EA play type of thing.
You gotta be kidding me.
At that Microsoft Theater. And the only thing in their booth at E3 proper on the convention floor.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Hold on. Don't tell me.
Okay.
There's one thing on their booth. Is it one game?
No.
Okay, it's not a game.
I know what it is, so I can't answer.
Okay, you know, yeah. Okay, it's not a game. Is it like a pirate ship or something stupid like that?
Nope.
Okay. Is it a big statue of Major Nelson?
It that could be there, but I don't know.
It's a
Think services.
Game Pass?
No.
Wait, it's not Game Pass?
Nope. No, not Game Pass.
Xbox Live? I don't know. I give up.
No.
Mixer. Oh, no.
I was gonna give him a clue. I want to do clues. You've ruined it.
Oh.
All right, how about this? I'll give you a clue. It's Mixer.
No, I don't. I disagree with this idea. Nobody asked me
if they're gonna have everything at the this theater building, which it's more than just that little theater, right? Like it expands back for a ways there. There's probably some like
does it
rooms and like a I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. But there's enough area there to have something.
So what's going to go on in Mixer? They're just going to like broadcast stuff there?
I don't know. It doesn't really say. It's just it's completely dedicated to Mixer.
It's just going
to
be a big stage and Major Nelson?
It says you can play, stream, and interact with games. So
wow. Huh.
There'll be stuff there to play.
Are they still having the same size booth as before?
I have not seen any floor plans yet. But if you remember last year, their booth was quite a bit smaller than it was in years past.
And it was very crowded.
I remember the last time I was there, it was huge, and they had that pathway where one side was Xbox, the other side was PlayStation, and there was the no man's land in between.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Poor mm-hmm. Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. It's not only interesting for Microsoft, but interesting for how E3 year two of the general public is kind of shaping up.
Yeah, well, what's the takeaway? What's the analysis here?
Well, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're making it less convenient for Gen Pop. They don't want it to be. They don't know.
They're making this. This is where they're going to have all their fan fest stuff as well.
Yeah,
this is potentially more inviting to
like a big open booth, basically. I don't know.
I'm you're getting away from having to compete with all of what's in the convention center and have your own thing.
Oh, they're still going to have that in the Microsoft Theater during the event.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that's where I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like an EA Play type of thing.
Sure.
All right.
Well, have fun then. I'll watch the press conference from my couch.
I mean, I liked it. I got to say, when we went to that EA, what was it, EA Play? Is that what it was called?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty good when we did that.
I mean, what's to say that Microsoft isn't getting some of that same space that EA had as well that year?
Right, right. Who knows? Yeah, because I thought that was fine.
And this will be right next to where Keighley's doing his E3, whatever that, what was that called? E3
YouTube
Live?
Wasn't it a YouTube thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was whatever Keighley put together.
He's doing the same thing again?
Yeah, doing the same thing again.
Great.
So that'll be in that same area as well.
In the hotel. Mm-hmm. Sweet. All right, the big news is that Shipwreck bought an Xbox One X. And I want to hear about it.
How is it?
Well, I got it because eBay was having that one day sale where it was 20% off. And so there was a deal where Newegg was selling on eBay with an Xbox One X, an extra controller, and physical copies of Grand Theft Auto and Destiny 2 for $399.
It's a good deal.
So, yeah, I thought, why not? I've been interested in one of these a little bit and waiting for the price to drop. So I hooked it up to the projector. Like, I know I have this 4K, like 40-inch TV that I use on my computer monitor. But really, I just want to play it on the big screen.
Of course. And there's a benefit to be had, supposedly.
There is. I again, have been playing Ghost Recon almost exclusively with it. Mm-hmm. And that's an Xbox One X enhanced game. And the main benefit you get there is textures and, I guess, some super sampling.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some aliasing help as well. It seems a lot snappier in the textures. Like, there's definitely not as much pop-in distance.
Well, remember, regular Xbox One can't really render a native 1080p game. And that's why you'll see some games, they do like on-the-fly resolution changes. But there's not that many games that will output a native 1080p signal. But with the One X, that changes. So a game like Ghost Recon can do that all the time and also use high-resolution textures. So there is a benefit there at 1080p.
Does it feel like...
I don't know if it's a... It still doesn't make sense for most people to upgrade if they...
Okay, that was going to be my next question. And I guess
it's a noticeable difference.
How about load times? Any changes there, or is that still the same?
Well, I think a lot of the load times... I've really only played Wildlands much at all. And I think a lot of the load times, they're cut down some, but with that game, it seems like they're kind of network-based a little bit. I'm not sure why.
Well, also now you're loading, you have to load bigger textures.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a trade-off, or it may actually be worse.
They're slightly quicker because Wildlands can get somewhat lengthy load times, like long enough load times that you're looking at your phone. And I haven't been doing that quite as much on the X, but the dash is quicker again. Now that might just be that this is a fresh Xbox, because every Xbox starts off with a snappy dash.
Right.
I say mine is so sluggish right at this point. It's kind of sad. My launch, my day one.
There's some way to defrag it or something, right?
I don't know. Is there?
There was on the 360, I remember.
If someone does know how to do that, please send it to us in a tweet, and we would be forever grateful.
But I opened up a cabinet in my basement and found a 4 gigabyte portable hard drive that was still in the package that I had bought at some point.
Terabyte.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
No, so he downloaded Pac-Man and called it a day.
I did download Pac-Man. I did play some Pac-Man actually.
There you go.
But so I've proceeded to download 422 games onto that.
Ridiculous.
Onto that hard drive.
If I was your ISP, I'd be investigating what was going on over there. We got this We got this cone of bandwidth drain right around this one house here.
This guy downloading all these free multiplayer map packs for games he's never played.
We're suspecting that he's not actually using these games, and he's just draining the system. All right. So what's the review?
I'm very happy with it. I like that it's smaller.
It's very quiet.
It's very quiet. They got rid of the USB ports on the side of the thing, which were, in my setup, annoying. Because I couldn't really utilize them.
Yep.
Where are they?
Got rid of
the
power brick, so it's just like a normal, just like two prong plug now. No.
Have you tried Forza?
I installed Forza and downloaded 63 gigabytes of updates for Forza.
Enjoy that.
I have not had a chance to launch it yet because it was downloading today.
Cool. All right. Congratulations.
I'm looking forward to all the enhancements.
Welcome to the Enhance Club.
Eventually down the road, I'll get a 4K projector.
Yes. Welcome to Club X. I'm making an X right now with my arms. Just imagine that. That's the secret greeting for Club X. All right, here. What else we got here? Wombat, pick something that we should talk about from the CAG bag.
Let's see. We got... Voltazores has to say, do you think PUBG will catch up with Fortnite before it's too late?
What does that even mean?
I think he means that, I think, you know, mindshare-wise in the public,
okay,
I see a lot more about Fortnite at this point than I do PUBG, especially on consoles. Do you think it's too late for PUBG on consoles? Like, is it ever going to be?
I mean, it's still big. It's just Fortnite
is another bigger level.
Yeah,
I think Fortnite was smart in making the more cartoony aesthetic.
Oh yeah, that was
graphically. It's even I, who has both, I prefer Fortnite mostly before the, literally
just
for that reason.
Because parents will let their kids play it.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's remember, you know, the game was already out before they had that. The game was out before PUBG came out. It was
sure, but I think they were fortunate.
It worked out well. Let's just say it worked out really fucking well that they went with that cartoon style. Yeah. Is it too late? Yeah. I mean, look, there's PUBG has made over $1 billion. They're doing fine.
I don't think it's a question of whether or not they're doing fine. It's just a question of, have they.
It doesn't have to be one. They can be two.
Right. There doesn't have to just be one.
Yeah. Yes. It's just like, Xbox.
It's exactly. Okay. It's the PlayStation 4 versus Xbox.
Do you think
Xbox,
PUBG so. Will try to do something to Fortnite itself? Do you think they try a different graphical style or a map, like a map that has a more cartoony?
Well, they just came out with emotes. So there. And Fortnite has emotes.
Yes, Fortnite does have emotes. Yeah. Or building. Do you think they would ever add building into PUBG?
No.
I watched, when I played with Sabrina like a couple of days ago, after she got killed, we thought it'd be interesting to watch. She actually made it to like top 20. We're like, well, let's watch the rest and see what everyone does to get to number one. Mm-hmm. And we watched the whole thing, and these top players in that game, just watching that people play, it's ridiculous with the stuff they build.
Did you have to watch Ninja on Twitch? He plays on PC.
Yeah, I know of him, yes.
It's unbelievable. He builds a whole tower around himself in a half a second. And is shooting people from the top of it.
I saw that he was making some Asian voices today, too.
He was not.
No, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, I saw. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I thought you were fucking with me. No. He's the biggest. He's got 3 million followers on Twitch. I did not hear about this Asian voice controversy. Was it in the vein of Dr. Disrespect?
I do not know. I just saw some tweets about it. I don't care.
He seemed pretty wholesome. I've watched him a few times, and I saw him saying goodbye to his wife.
People
one day.
Are going to screw up because that's.
Yes. If you are on stream 8 hours a day live with no script, you are bound to say something that you regret at some point. There's no question about it. It's just a matter of time, especially if you're in your 20s. The younger you are, the more likely you are to do it, but it's going to happen probably regardless. I know Howard Stern says that happens all the time to him. Yeah. He's a professional.
Mr. McElroy.
Does that happen with him?
McElroy's? No, they've...
They never make a mistake. Yeah. They never say anything inappropriate.
There was another game. I've been playing a little bit of DJ Max Respect for PS4.
Okay. I was taking a drink while you said that, and I almost spit all over my microphone.
You sure that's not like a Twitch streamer that you've been watching, DJ Max right? Respect?
That sounds like somebody who cheap would watch.
That sounds like that was my DJ name in college.
So you guys know the DJ Max games, right?
Nope.
It's more like DJ No Respect. If you play those
games.
I've
talked about them previously because
I am sure you have.
I played them on Vita.
Wait, I need to zone out in three,
right.
Two,
they're rhythm games where you press buttons as things come along the screen. I thought it was decent at the Vita games. I was never like world class or anything, but I could play the game. This one is extremely hard, even though it seems like it's supposed to be like combining all of the past games into one, because this is like the first time it's coming to consoles in the West. But everything seems really hard. The way they break down the difficulties is by how many buttons you're using. So it starts you off with 4. But that gets really confusing because it goes all the way up to 8 buttons that are the different tracks that you could be hitting as these symbols are coming down. And if you start at 4 and go to 5, it totally changes where these are coming down. Like as far as, okay, they've added one to the middle of these 4 that I was used to playing with. So now I have to remember that the middle one is no longer what I was kind of considering the middle one when I was playing with 4 buttons.
So it just fucks your shit totally up, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It also was making me a little bit nauseous because it does a thing like Dance Dance Revolution or some of these other music games where there's like something going on in the background, like some video, some anime is going on in the background. But really, if you're playing it, all you can concentrate is on is the things coming down the track. But as things were coming down the track, whatever was going on in the background was like panning in the opposite direction at a different speed. And so it was these things, I'm trying to concentrate on these things going down, and the whole screen is just like trying to pull away from my vision.
Right.
I had to pause there.
At any point in the game, does it ever say, the DJ, max respect?
Probably.
It should. I feel like that's important.
There's a Vita in the opening cutscene.
Nice. So it's relevant.
It resurrects all of the dead, maybe they're DJs, out of the out of the graveyard. I like the game. It's just way too hard.
Oh. All right. Well, Shipwreck has spoken.
Mm-hmm. Let us know when you finish the game.
Yes. And then you'll have our max respect.
Right.
DJ.
Shipwreck. All right. Well, I think that's enough. That's enough show. Oh, I'm very gassy. I have to wrap things up.
Well, that's a good reason to wrap it up.
Oh, man. Well, let's remind everybody to go to HelloFresh.com and use promo code CADCAST30, and you'll get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh.com, CADCAST30. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, and I think
review us on iTunes.
Nah, well, you can if you want.
Dig us. That always helps the show.
Doesn't help. Never helped. It did help, actually. I don't know.
Tell a friend.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Play it on your plane.
Bread's done. Bread is done.
So the boy fell asleep in the Toys R Us store, and he woke up with toys from the ceiling to the floor. We've got the Nintendo Action Set, including the control deck with double game pack and Zapper Light Gun for just $99.99 at Toys R Us. And we have all the hottest game cartridges at great everyday low prices. Love growing up with my Toys R Us kid. Toys R Us. You'll never outgrow us.